WrestleTalkRadio.com.
This is Rob Van Dam. You are listening to WrestleTalk Radio. Boo.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online sports entertainment. WrestleTalk Radio.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
Hey, this is Charlie Haas. We'll have the world's greatest tag team.
I'm Al Snow.
I'm in 5 halls of fame. I wear a kilt. I play the bagpipes. Who am I? I'm Roddy Piper, for heaven's sake!
Breaking down everything in the world of professional wrestling in the WWE.
I could increase my work rate. I could add to the 5 moves of doom, or maybe let my heel persona shine through.
TNA.
What are you looking at, lady? Never seen a pair of boots before? Mind your business.
I think that's a man.
Oh, she needs a wax or something.
You're right.
Ew.
And the indie scene.
Hey, everybody, this is Ed Fox.
This is Hotshot Johnny Devine.
This is the masterpiece, Chris Masters.
Hi, everybody, this is good old JR Jim Ross.
With your host, Tim Stein.
I have tried to treat you all as adults, but obviously I am the only adult here.
Omega.
You'll do my bidding or taste my wrath.
Mace.
You can't get away from me, Vince. I'm coming for you. Pull it, bust over, I'll drag you out of there and beat the piss out of you, you billionaire bastard!
Jack Vice.
You want to know why I tried to electrocute you a while back? I wanted to make sure that you never had the pleasure of having a child.
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
Who in the blue hell are you?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, baby.
Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. And look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's John Cena.
What the fuck?
And as if it were a freshly washed car, he just took a shit on a good pay-per-view. We're getting to WWE Extreme Rules here in a bit, but first, this is the Omega, the be-all, end-all of the WTR network. And joining me tonight, we have an Australian named Mace.
Cornet Face. Fuck this goddamn motherfucking shit piece of crap of a fucking company. Hi, Omega.
We're going to invent some new curse words tonight.
And if you thought fuck Knuckle was good, just wait till you hear the rest of this show.
Oh, it's going to be a chuckle fuck tonight. And joining me, it is a lady named Jackie.
Hello. Seems I am the only one who's not upset, but probably because I'm maybe the only one who is not surprised.
I don't think we're all surprised, but we'll get there.
Okay. Yeah, we're in due time. And of course, as always, we have a Canadian named Tim Stein.
Come on, Tim. Come on.
He's counting his money. Leave him alone.
Come on, Tim.
It goes like this. Syllables create words. Words create sentences. Sentences create paragraphs.
Say da-da. Say da-da.
Baba? Baba? Because I'm quite sure he's cursing.
Cursing at us as he missed his cue. God damn you, Tim.
Isn't this like the third week in a row he's missed his cue?
I think so. I think he has, but he missed his cue, so. Yes. So. What the hell did we just watch for the last 20 minutes?
Oh my god.
The last 20 minutes, we watched a crybaby take a shit on the company and basically say fuck you to everybody.
We watched live action.
Tim. Tim's here.
Tim, finally here. Tim, are you with us now?
Cat was. I heard a cat.
Yes, I'm sorry. That was mine.
Cat, what'd you think of the pay-per-view?
My cat's a John Cena fan, so she loved it.
Gosh. Does she actually do a little you can't see me with her paw?
Yes, she does.
Okay.
And why haven't you put that on YouTube? You'd fucking make a million bucks.
Seriously. You should do that. And put
it, you know, when she's bathing herself, she licks her paw, and then she runs in front of her face. You can't see me.
And then you put underneath wildtalkradio.com. It's great advertising for us. YouTube is sensation and free advertising. That's how we work around here. Just ask Omega.
Indeed.
He's the king of YouTube.
Just ask WWE tonight. They did it with their pre-show.
Yeah, they did. They did do their pre-show on YouTube. Gotta say, it was interesting that they went on YouTube. It wasn't bad. It wasn't great either.
Miz lost to a guy with a sock puppet.
He did.
Still better than what we watched on pay-per-view for the last 20 minutes.
I'm not sure about that one.
Yeah, be debated. We will get there. I'm not saying the last 20 minutes were bad.
And Lindsay Ward in our chat room goes, fuck off, Omega, the sock puppet is a win. I could get out the annoying chime for Lindsay,
he was a main event. He main evented WrestleMania and won over Super Cena. And now he's losing to a man who trombones after a match.
This is true. I should say, this is Wrestle Talk Radio. We are live on the Wild Talk Radio Network because Tim's not here to say that. We may have new people listening. Just wanted to point that out for those just paying attention and are new to the website. We do this thing called Wrestle Talk Radio and other fine shows on the network, which we will plug repeatedly throughout the night. Now then, let's start with YouTube.
So no bingo?
I've got my...
We're not playing Michael Cole bingo. We'll do that tomorrow. Okay?
Well, actually, I was talking about Booker T bingo, but okay.
Is this the part where we stall and talk about the YouTube pre-show?
Yes, let's talk about the YouTube pre-show.
Shucky ducky.
Quack quack.
Oh god.
If you had that on your Booker T bingo card, you got it at least four times tonight.
God, that's the dumbest line I think I've ever heard someone try to get over.
And he gets it over every single time he's on the air.
He doesn't get it over, he just says it a lot.
It trends.
There's a big difference.
It trends. Seriously, I think it
does. Does it?
Yeah, I think so.
I've seen it trend once or twice.
Oh, I've heard rumors.
Whoa.
Oh, wait, what's that voice?
That would be me on the goddamn laptop, because after reformatting my freaking computer and resetting all of the hardware, reloading brand new drivers, the whole goddamn bit, the mother pus bucket machine decided to bugger up again. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi, Tim.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Wrestle Talk Radio, WTR Sunday Night, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Those of you tuning in for the first time, thank you very much for joining us. Really appreciate it. To change your name, all you got to do is type /nick, then your nickname. We would love to identify you. We'll give you a shout-out when we see you showing up in chat. I wanted to get that up because, yeah, Rock, I heard you saying howdy to some newbies, and I just wanted to make that even more official because, let's face it, I'm pompous.
You're a jackass.
No, really?
Really? Uh-huh.
Apparently, I'm a jackass. Just ask The Rock.
Yeah, and you're a Jew as well.
I'm not a Jew. You're the Jew, yeah, Jew. I'm not... I'm sorry. You really have to quit calling me a Jew, okay? No,
what? What, are you going to tell me to shut up, Tim?
Yeah, shut up, okay? I'm talking. For real, just shut the fuck up. No, seriously, okay? Rockin' Socks are rockin', the guy who's just the producer, for real. I'm sick and tired of this. For real. this son of a bitch is actually half Jewish. Me? I'm not that extravagant with my fucking money. Don't call me Jewish. Thank you. That feels better.
I hope our chat room's enjoying this
tequila.
Tonight.
Have a tequila. Sorry.
What kind of accent was that?
That wasn't an accent. That was me bastardizing your have a Nagila Jewish
song. Badly singing, yeah.
So, in reality, that's a bad Jewish accent.
No, it's
not have a Nagila, have a tequila.
Tim is pretty convincing.
It's still a bad joke.
It wasn't meant to be funny, so I'm glad that you equated it to being a joke.
I consider it a bad joke.
So.
All right.
Tim thinks he's right, so let's just leave him alone.
I don't care what you consider it. Okay, that's all there is to it. Jackie, don't get started with me, because you and I are going to have words, young lady.
God damn it.
Why would you do that?
Shut up.
Just saying. Hey, wrestling fanatic in the chat room. Hey, long time no see. Glad that you finally showed your ass back up again. I guess it's a day off for you in Australia.
Did you just yell at the chat room?
Look at me. I'm just.
I think he was putting out a shout out to somebody and then making a reference to me for some reason.
Well, no, I believe wrestling fanatic is also in Australia.
Oh, yeah.
He hasn't
been around long enough. I forgot who he was.
Okay, well, get over yourself, man. So, my God, back, you know, you're not even back for
what
a half
the fuck
yet,
up, man?
It's all about you. Jesus Christ.
This show is more about me than it is you, old man.
Oh,
so,
geez.
Guys, how'd you like 5 of the 6 matches tonight?
5 of the 6?
Yeah,
I'm trying to remember.
A couple were decent. Well, first match was good.
First match was damn good. First match was a great way of starting off the pay-per-view. It was what you call a very hot open. Are you butting already? You are, aren't you?
I was trying to tell you, let's talk about the YouTube show first.
Well, oh yeah, we're going to do that. You see, I'm just basically stalling here because I'm switching back and forth between computers because I don't have my goddamn notes on the laptop.
Terrible, Tim. Terrible.
You know how shit goes. Y'all know how shit goes, but the pre-show.
That was a bad accent.
That was a bad accent.
Yeah.
It wasn't an accent. That was just me talking. Fuck you guys.
That's a southern accent.
That wasn't no southern accent. That was just me talking. Okay, I wasn't doing an accent. Christ sake. Jesus Christ.
Okay, that was.
that was bad.
That wasn't a bad accent either.
That sounded
kind of
like a bad joke, too.
No.
It wasn't a southern accent. Christ sake.
We're talking about the YouTube show now.
Let's talk about the YouTube show, Omega. Go ahead.
Okay. Was it just me that noticed that when they spun the wheel to decide the stipulation that it actually sped up at one point?
It spun a lot longer than it should have had, considering the... He barely touched it.
Yeah, he barely touched it, but you knew it was going to be a tables match. You know it's rigged every single time they do that.
Mm-hmm.
But
pretty much.
This time I distinctly watched it go...
Yeah, it kind of did.
Actually, I missed that.
So maybe it was Teddy's fault. Just kind of nudged it a little bit more. It was going to be a bra and panties match, so he just kind of saved us that.
That would have been a train wreck.
That would not have been the match to see for that one. So, all in all, what do you guys think about them actually doing the pre-show live on a website such as YouTube, where more people are going to wind up going than WWE.com?
What's the difference between doing it when they were on MTV back in the day?
Who the hell invited this guy?
Night Heat crowd or Velocity or whatever the hell it was. So YouTube, MTV, their own website. Who cares?
You want to know the difference, Alan? About a million people.
About a million people. No, seriously, who invited this guy on? What's going on here?
You don't want me? I'll leave.
This guy's Alan. Gentlemen, Jack.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to the host of Cave. Dave of Wrestling Radio here live every Tuesday night, 9 o'clock Eastern. Mr. Alan would you music?
Only Johnny Devine gets to do that. They're hot pants.
Hot? Okay, don't ever say that again. Oh my God.
I've been trying to get my computer back into the real world, so I missed all the Superman music that you guys are going to talk about in a few minutes. I saw the wonderful speech, but...
Yeah, well, we've rewound the videotape. We've gone back to the pre-show.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought for a minute that I missed some sort of bombing or global takeover like we had last year at this time.
No, we stalled because Tim couldn't get his microphone to work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was buggered up. It was completely buggered up. I think it's time for me to seriously consider how the am I going to replace my desktop because the damn thing's dying.
Sell your homebrew.
Hey, that's almost ready, too.
Why? It's not like it's any good.
Bash is the main homebrew now.
It's going to be any great. What the hell are you talking about, chick?
So you would consider your homebrew good? I mean, would you consider it good?
What?
Would you consider your homebrew good?
The homemade booze is very good.
Oh, boy.
You got any on you tonight, Tim? I could definitely use a drink.
Especially after the stutter that we've launched.
I don't drink, and I could use a drink after that main event.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a bad idea. You know what? Do you guys want to go match by match, or do you just want to jump all over the place and shit on the things you want to shit on?
I almost want to go in order so we can at least have some positivity here.
Yeah, please. All
right. Yeah, I'm taking votes. Okay, Omega says order. Mace.
Order.
Okay.
Fries and a Coke.
There you go. Yeah,
order.
Do you want a hamburger for that? Yeah. Alan.
Damn right. Double quarter pounder. Make it snappy. No pickles.
Quit talking over Alan. Everybody does that. Guy never gets a chance to say anything, for Christ's sake. Alan, what was your vote?
Don't care. Move on. The show sucked.
Okay, TNA fanboy. Rock, do you want to vote?
I say we go in order.
All right, let's talk about the very first match. False Count Anywhere. We've already started talking about it.
Cover your ears.
Wait for the squeak.
Go ahead, get it over with.
Come on.
Go ahead.
No, I'm not going to squeak. He lost. I'm very disappointed.
All right, at least Lindsay holds up and she says squeak. Come on, Jackie.
Yeah, thanks for playing along.
You disappoint us.
At the very least, I mean, you got to see him right off the bat. You didn't have to put up with anyone else. It was just Kane right from the get-go.
Yeah, that was true. That was nice.
My question, guys, how much was Jackie talking in chat during this match? Not very much, right?
No.
I'm sorry. Lindsay and I were in a chat. And that's where most of
I bet you and Lindsay were in a chat. Yeah, I'm Kane's on the screen. I'm wondering what you guys are doing.
In a chat,
different. Oh, jeez.
Why, Tim, did you want to be involved with them while they were doing it?
Fuck no. Not because they're doing it because with Kane. I mean, you know.
They were smoking cigarettes afterward.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
But yeah, Randy Orton and Kane had I thought it was a really good opening match. Oh, I'm better than Mania.
That was great. They were all over the place.
Everywhere and outside the ring, in the crowd, in the backstage area, in the hallways, did they go in the bathroom?
I didn't recall a bathroom. I do recall our classic stack of useless pipes on the wall.
Yeah.
Random
pipes on the wall in the room where the WWE superstars were watching the pay-per-view. Like, yeah, that's such a natural place to have a stack of pipes.
Okay, exactly. What they do with that is they put them together and they make the Great Khali's bong. It's okay.
There you go, yeah. Well, never mind the random pipes. What about random Long Island IZ?
Hey, he got his payday, brother.
I actually like this little mini circle. Whoa, what the hell?
Tim's echo is coming off of Mega.
I like a fries and Big Mac.
Wah, 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 wah.
Then.
Tim.
Can I continue?
Yes. Since
the channel is cut off.
Sim cut Omega off, right?
Yeah, go ahead. Omega, continue. Everybody else, shut your mouths. He's talking, okay? The guy with the press release is talking.
Go. Okay, Tim. Okay, Tim.
Everybody, let Omega have the floor.
Bingo.
Ah, damn it.
Go ahead, Omega.
Get away.
Are you guys playing Tim Stein Bingo, you bastards?
God damn it, I was so close.
Okay, this is what happens when I miss the staff meeting.
We didn't even get through one match of the pay-per-view, and we already get to clear our cards and play again.
God damn it, you could have at least told me what the cues were behind the scenes so I would know when to say stuff and when
then
not.
It's no fun!
Well, okay, you know what? You're all assholes. Well, make a goddamn point, prick.
For those playing at home, Rock won this week's Tim Stein Bigger.
Round one.
I'm going to go print out more cards.
No one told you
to
print
it. Yeah, I got to print out another card now. Thanks a lot, Tim.
Yeah, you do this in Photoshop, and you don't have to open it every... You don't have to print it every...
Again, get back on topic. Thank you.
What was I talking about? Oh, yeah.
The end of the pay-per-view. Thanks for coming, Lowly Printing Gifts at the door. All this crap with TNA, so I think it's funny.
I actually do really like this little mini storyline they have with Kane and Ryder, where it's just he's still there and he's still trying to get revenge on Kane, but it's more or less a background detail. Like, you know, they have to have some legitimate feud at some point, but I like that they just keep it going.
But you almost feel sorry for the poor bastard as he's jumping on Kane, like hammering him as hard as possible. Like, they weren't like your normal forearm shots. He was trying to stiff the shit out of Kane, and Kane's just looking at him going, "You're a fucking idiot."
Well, it gives Kane somewhere to go once this thing with Randy Orton is over, basically whenever Wade Barrett decides to come back.
True. At this point, Zack Ryder's like Kenny. You're just waiting for him to die every episode.
Yeah, Kenny and Paul Bearers about every time we see him.
And we did that with Tim White, and it didn't go over well.
Hmm.
That's because they kept the best ones on the internet. They played shit ones on TV.
That was their webisodes before there was a YouTube.
I still want to know how he survived the metal fan. Poor
Magic.
Josh Matthews was red from head to toe after that splash.
That was hilarious. All right, so we're done with this match. Can we move on to the next one?
Yeah, I think we can.
Yeah, good job, Orton.
Yeah, Orton winds up winning, and then up next we get Brodus Clay versus Dolph Ziggler. Everybody say yay.
Yay.
Sheer defiance.
Poor Dolph Ziggler, man.
Poor Dolph Ziggler? Why do you say that? Just because he got...
Lost to that... it would have been worse if Hornswoggle came in and pinned him instead.
I'm just surprised he actually had a match that lasted longer than his entrance.
Well, they're now using that for Rheingold, whatever the hell you call him.
Ryback?
Yeah, that Ryback. Guy.
Rheingold? Isn't that like a beer?
It's Mortis Van Dam.
Mortis Van Dam. That's a good
I've been calling him Skipberg.
Sklaser Van Dam.
Oh, I called him RVD Bird tonight because of his singlet.
His tights. Yeah, that was my first reaction. Oh my God, it's Rob Van Dam. Oh, wait a minute.
On steroids with a haircut. Yeah.
Yeah, but you look at the way his gear was. Like, I know we're jumping ahead a bit and completely fucking over the fact that we're supposed to do an order. But
fuck
if you
order.
Actually take
chaos.
Damn right, chaos. If you actually take a look at his gear, it looks like one of Mortis's old outfits.
Yeah, with the green and the metal, the dark color tones. Yeah,
I think steroids are the only thing that RVD is not on. So I would have believed it that was him on steroids.
It's not him on steroids. It's him when he stops smoking pot. You know, just. Balloons.
Right.
Aren't you glad you were going in format order, eh, boss?
We're still going in order. We're still going. But
we're making fun of Ryback.
Making fun of Ryback. That's good.
We're like the comedian Ross Noble. We sort of jump all over the place, but we always get back to the original topic.
Which was Brodus Clay dancing.
Which nobody gave a shit about.
Yeah, so back to Ryback.
The crowd is so over that gimmick, I've noticed.
Yeah, well, congratulations to Brodus Clay, the winner. Apparently, that's how entertaining this match was. We were talking about Ryback. Any comments on this at all?
Yes,
on the Ryback match?
Guy.
No, not Ryback.
Oh.
Yeah,
final comments on Brodus Clay and Dolph Ziggler.
Epic fail. Move forward.
Time for the Funkastores to become extinct.
Or go back to FCW, which is moving around the state of Florida as we speak.
Okay,
they just paid for all of those new accessories for Hornswoggle.
Yeah, there we go. So, next match up tonight, the IC title tables match. The Big Show taking on Cody Rhodes with the first WTF finish of the night, Mace.
Oh, now I'm awake. Oh, fuck this. Let's see if anyone can play Pin the Tail on the reference for that one. Fucking bullshit.
Thank you.
fucking bullshit. This defies all, tradition of, the table match rules. The rules have dictated in every table match for the longest time that a wrestler must put his opponent through the table. Stepping through the fucking table does not count. Putting yourself through the table does not count. E.g. Jeff Hardy, Matt Hardy, and Sabu. So for them to put the title on Cody Rhodes in this fashion just stinks of, we have no fucking way to legitimately make Cody Rhodes win the belt off the Big Show, so we're just going to concoct a bullshit ending and go with that. Why? Because, we weren't allowed at the Christmas party.
Yeah, it does reek of, we didn't have any better way of convincingly taking the belt off of Big Show and putting it back on Cody Rhodes, but honestly, you know, he did go through the table after getting drop-kicked by Cody. I mean, yeah, all he did was knock his leg off the ring apron, but he still provoked what broke the table.
Yeah, that was my thing. Fair enough.
Yeah, and now we're getting down to a nitty-gritty nitpick. If that had happened to anybody else, even if that had happened to Kane, it would have been a slip bump through the table.
Kane doesn't weigh 500 pounds.
But he's also the same height. Well, the same, close enough to the same height as Big Show. I don't think there is any way that you could kick somebody's knee that hard that it makes them drop completely off the apron, or at least 1 foot off the apron. If he had drop kicked him in the face and the Big Show took the bump through the table, not a problem. But now you're making Cody Rhodes seem like he's got fucking pistons in his leg to get that type of effort in.
Doesn't really take that much effort if he's got his weight down on that leg. And then really it's, all he has to do is move his foot a couple inches back and gravity does the rest.
See, we've got people in the chat room even saying, okay, he drop kicked the knee, Show stepped down. Show put himself through the table.
Well, Show put himself to the table because that's how the spot works.
Then it shouldn't have ended on that spot. Because as I said, with the rules, that the opponent has to put them through the table. If he had kicked out the other knee, then yeah, I'd agree. But it just seems like... It just reeks of the bullshit booking. Which, given the rest of the night, makes absolutely perfect fucking sense.
I think as a trick spot, it works. I just don't think it was executed very well, because Big Show made it too obvious that he was stepping down and into the table, rather than making it look like Cody knocked him off balance.
He had that look on his face of, aw, crap.
It was just too deliberate, is all.
Yeah, it's... Bullshit ending really shouldn't have gone that way, but... Cody Rhodes, when UIC champion, good for him. He didn't last long.
Yeah, he got the belt off of Big Show. I guess that was the point.
Which is something that Jackie and I joked around with on Triple Talk Wrestling Radio. Is how the heck are you going to get the belt off this guy? Who knew we'd see it tonight?
Right.
Next time, if you want to get the belt off Big Show, look, just hire a crane with a wrecking ball on the end and hit him with it. If you want to put all bullshit into it, why not go that direction and go cartoony?
And the crane operator becomes the IC champ.
See, what should have happened is Big Show should have gone Hulk Smash and broke all the tables around ringside himself. That way, there's no way that he can put him through a table.
Right.
Then he decided to use Cody instead, which I'm fine with.
So, Cody Rhodes picking up the victory and regaining the IC title, and the only way that the Bookers could figure out to get the belt off of Big Show. Up next, the world title match, and this is the one that I have I basically dubbed this the second best match on the night.
This is the match we should have seen at Mania.
Yeah, just saying.
Feel free to elaborate, Omega.
Well, this is what we expected the two to do. We knew that they could put on a really solid match, and that's exactly what they did. And 2 out of 3 falls ended up being a really nice way of putting some extra drama to it.
Yep.
And I freaking loved the crowd in this match.
Yes! Oh no! God. Yes! No! Yes! No!
I so wanted some little pocket group in the middle to just start going, maybe!
That would have been the icing on the cake for those chants. Definitely. But that would have been funny.
That proves just how much the audience itself can add to a match, because that was such great atmosphere.
Yes. No. Undecided.
All the above.
Abstain.
Yeah, pretty much agree with Omega there. The crowd made this match. Despite what I'm sure somebody's going to have a problem with the way the first fall went, but it worked because it led into the second fall being very quick.
Oh, it made a lot of sense.
Well, yeah. I don't think there was an absolute problem with that at all. I mean, we have seen it before, somebody intentionally taking a DQ on one of the falls to take advantage and get the next pinfall.
Plus, you think these type of matches, 2 out of 3 falls can go in 2 directions. It can either be a couple of short falls followed by a standard match, and people are like, yay, and really into it. Or you get the 2 out of 3 falls that last for 45 minutes that drag on so much that you're like, can you just fucking finish? Luckily, we got the former.
Yeah. Daniel Bryan was awesome. He was awesome in this match.
Yeah, Alan, go ahead, give us your thoughts and opinions.
As his Skype fails.
Sure, okay, well, we'll wait for him to get back on. Jackie, you give us your take.
Oh, I loved it. This was the one match of the pay-per-view, actually two of the matches of the pay-per-view, where I was like, I'm going to go in with no expectations. I'm just going to go in and be a fan and be entertained, because if anyone could do it, these two could. I loved the reaction from the fans. I was a bit kind of disappointed, surprised, not surprised, I don't know, that they managed to drag one of CM Punk's family members into it. Thank God at least there was only one. Great match.
Huh?
You switched your title matches.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I had to put my headset down, so I thought you were talking about what match were we talking about.
Hey, Jesus Christ.
Someone was talking to me, and I had to mute my headset and put my headset down. I'm sorry. What was it?
We're talking about Sheamus and Daniel Bryan.
Oh, Sheamus and Daniel Bryan. Good match. They weren't quite as vile as I thought it was going to be, and I was kind of disappointed there was no AJ. Lindsay and I were totally hoping that AJ was going to come out and just kind of go nuts and cost Bryan the title. So I was kind of disappointed we didn't get that. But
isn't she doing that against, like, Natalya?
Yeah, well, she did that last week, and Natalya posted some pretty nasty pictures on Twitter. But Bryan really showed off his wrestling skills in this. I mean, his submission skills, and we don't get to see that too much, so that I really liked.
Very good.
Yeah.
Considering we don't have an Allen, let's keep going.
Yeah, let's keep going a little bit. Yeah, they pulled out the Texas Cloverleaf.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
When was the last time we saw that?
And where was my Dean Malenko chant?
Where was Dean Malenko chanting? Come on.
Oh, that was cool. Like, that's my favorite submission hole right there. That was nice to see again. And, hey, God, it's an Irishman using the Cloverleaf. It almost makes sense.
Almost.
The 18-second shirt was pretty funny.
It should be.
Yeah.
Available tomorrow night on WWEShop.com.
Of course, yeah. I don't know how many guys want to walk around with a shirt that says 18 seconds.
Yeah.
Just saying. I mean, women sit around and talk about how much they love a Minute Man, and you want to resort yourself down to 18 seconds.
Yeah. Jackie, it was you and Lindsay going back and forth with that one, weren't you?
What do you think we do when we talk to each other?
I can imagine and don't want to. But, the shirt failed for two reasons. One, the fact that it was red on the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. That was fail number one. It was just a really bad color for Sheamus. And number two, exactly what Jackie's pointing out.
Yeah, I think we all know there's a jackass.
He's a ringer anyway. It doesn't matter. Add more red to the ringer. Doesn't bother anybody.
I know. We all know these jackasses who, you know, in the middle of the night would paint an arrow pointing down on that shirt.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah.
How strange is it, though, that the shirt, or a shirt nowadays in WWE, is almost as big a part of the match as the match itself? I mean, we're sitting here talking about highlights of the match, and we're talking about a shirt. I just find that kind of strange.
Well, Tez does it a lot on TNA. Why can't we do it for the WWE?
True. This is true.
All right. So, yeah, we'll go with that one. So, match kicking up. Really good. Very entertaining. It took a long time for the first pinfall. It didn't drag on, though.
And it wasn't even a pinfall. It was the disqualification.
The DQ, yeah.
But it was a DQ. But, but it didn't drag on. It was highly entertaining.
Yeah, we kind of covered that already, Tim.
Yeah. I'm just catching up. So, Sheamus winning one-armed, literally, selling the injury to his left shoulder, like a trooper. Anybody have any problems or complaints or beefs or bitches about this match at all?
No, we don't. Are we allowed to be positive about something for once, Tim?
That's what I'm asking. Is anybody got something good to say?
We've been saying good things about it. Now you're saying, do you got anything negative?
I'm just double-checking. I want to make sure. Because let's face it, we got some negative coming up on the other side of the
bracket. Oh, I'm sorry we have to be the typical IWC marks who fucking sit there and bitch about everything and can't actually be happy for 3 seconds.
Yeah, oh, no. There's some things to complain about.
Shut up, Tim, and taste the break!
But it's not going to be one of those bitch fests.
Shut up, old man!
It's going to be an honest critique. That being said, I'm going to shut up and we're going to go to break. Everybody, you're listening to WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Don't bloody go anywhere. In fact, call your neighbors, call your friends, call your family, tell everybody. Tell them to tune in. We'll be back right after this.
Give me the wheel. So we can move a little faster. I'll make it real. I'm not a glorious disaster. One bottle of living says you gotta die. I plan on burning through another night alive. One more for measure, that's 10 for the soul. They never sleep, so are you ready to go? Rush out against the clear blue sky. Big talk, I think the well is running dry. My life.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
I can give two shits about My Little Pony, but that's a terrible way of keeping a collection.
Yeah, I was just waiting for Omega to say that.
Holy fuck.
I knew it.
Well, Omega can be into My Little Pony all he wants. You know,
Canadian pastel pony gangbang. No secret that I do have a lot of Transformers. However, I am not I am not so fucking creepy that I actually have the bed sheets too.
The question is Omega wearing the underoos as we speak?
Busted.
Gotta keep his bumblebee safe somehow.
You will no longer refer to my dick and balls as bumblebee. I will have my balls have nothing to do with Shia LaBeouf.
There's a visual. Shia LaBeouf driving Bumblebee, and it turns out to be Omega's undercarriage.
No, just stop. Picturing that.
I'm not picturing it. I'm giving everybody else a visual.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Tuesday nights, the Wild Talk Radio Network brings you Kayfabe Wrestling Radio with me, Alan Wojcik, and the Spud Guy. We'll bring you interviews with the biggest names from the past, present, and future in pro wrestling.
Hey everybody, this is Ed Buck. It's me. It's that D-O-double-G.
This is Jessica Havoc.
Hey everyone, this is Stevie Richards.
This is Harley Race.
The franchise Shane Douglas.
Plus, insights from the people who cover the business. It's Kayfabe Wrestling Radio, 9 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey, man, what's your name?
Hello, my name is Jimmy Pop, and I'm a dumb white guy.
Why are you sitting there all alone?
Since 1983.
Well, that ain't good. You're, you're kind of weird. You always sing everything you say? Hey, I didn't say anything like that. Man, in fact, I was going to ask if you want to do something if you're not too busy. What you doing around Wednesday, around 8:30?
Eat Spam from the can. Watch late night C-SPAN. And rock out to old school Duran Duran.
Well, I know this awesome wrestling show on wildtalkradio.com. Just another goddamn wrestling show with Jed Schaefer and Scott Barry and the Cheapwood paneling. They talk about all the wrestling news of the week. Want to listen in? Maybe even call in?
Hell yeah!
Cool. Now, stop looking at me that way.
You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals, so let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
Yeah, I don't roll that way. But there is this guy on the show. His name's Joey Gay.
I don't care what y'all say.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network. Keep listening, because Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Where do I know this song from?
Oh my god, it's a Beaver song. Okay, which one of you put this on?
Hey, Beaver, come on. When you feel alone, just pick up that phone, and I'll be there to share my ice cream cone. We'll lick it side by side, and deep inside you'll know before
the day. Shut this shit off! Oh man, bring us back on break! Hold on, please.
Oh my god, welcome back everybody to WTR. Let's talk to you right here on the Radio Network. And we got more feedback, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, I'm working on that as best I can. Hopefully it's cleared up a little bit now.
We'll see.
We'll see. Okay, there you go. Yeah, this is the perils and the pitfalls of using this goddamn laptop as opposed to the computer that apparently doesn't want to work. But nice song to come back to, Rock, considering we're about to talk Ryback versus Aaron Relic and Jay Hatton as a filler match.
Two are better than one?
Two are better than one?
Yeah, I think he said that about 40 times.
Oh my god, yeah.
Now, the trick is, can we actually replay that song for the Divas match?
Probably not.
Aw.
Yeah, probably not. That just might not go over too well. But, what was the purpose of this match? Seriously.
I have no idea.
To fill time.
And that is the only reason it was on there. Now, why would they do that? How did they miscalculate? Was there something that they were planning on doing that got scrapped? Or
they moved the spinning of the wheel to the pre-show.
Yeah, that's about how long the match took.
It was, yeah. This was actually the pee break, I guess you could call it, this match.
No, it doesn't sound like anyone peed. They all chanted Goldberg. Goldberg.
You didn't have time to pee.
Yeah, speed ping, Omega, speed ping.
Yes, because that's what I regularly do.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Not all of us are wearing a diaper at the time, Tim.
Yeah, neither am I. Get off it right now. Just shut up.
Hat.
No.
Ash, who's got weed?
Somebody. I almost like...
Cut it out, you guys!
Oh, what, the hashtag Tim Steins depends?
Boy, we have fun. Tim doesn't, but we do.
I'm so pissed I lost the bingo game.
God. You know what would actually help those Goldberg chants? If he didn't shave his head and have the beard. Because he seriously does look like Goldberg in RVD's tights.
And those two did not look a day over nine, by the way. I mean, they just went out looking for the most prepubescent looking wrestlers they could find on the planet, threw two of them in the ring and go against Ryback. I was like, oh my god, I think that's my 18-year-old brother in there.
I'm pretty sure that was a contest WWE held with the audience. Hey guys, we're out of Yes shirts, so do you want to be in a match instead?
So has Ryback legitimately impressed anyone?
What has he done to impress anyone?
I was one of those that when Goldberg was in the WWE, I seriously didn't give two shits. Because when I, because being someone who didn't watch WCW, I saw him in his jobber killer phase, and that was it. So when he was in WWE, I was like, eh, whatever. And I'm starting to feel the same thing about this guy.
He's beating up a bunch of Spike Dudleys.
It's a bit hard to seem impressive when he's on SmackDown doing the same thing Lord Tensai is doing on Raw.
Basically.
Well, let's amend that statement. It's hard to look impressive on SmackDown. Done.
Yeah, sorry. I should cut myself off earlier.
It is hard to be impressed when all of his matches are squashes, but this is actually kind of typical. Yeah, Lord Tensai is doing it too. You know, most people who debut in the WWE do have this phase where for the first two, or in the case of big killers, 3 months, they will have this big string of wins before they actually start putting them into actual storylines with legitimate opponents. And Brodus Clay went through that same thing. I mean, how many times did he squash Wendy's?
At least 5 times.
Yeah.
So yeah, Ryback won. Can we move on now?
Next match of the night, the match of
the match,
the night, the WWE title match, CM Punk versus Chris Jericho, with CM Punk coming out victorious. This was a hell of a match, everybody.
It was. No comments from anybody about the fact that he was wearing jorts?
He came out in an old Ring of Honor shirt and jean shorts. Yes, he was. Jericho didn't come out in ring gear either.
Well, yeah, Jericho didn't come out in ring gear, but it would have been better if he had actually worn, like, a t-shirt of some description. Because, come on, it's a street fight. If Jericho walks around on the streets like that, I'm quite sure the cops would get him for indecent exposure.
If anyone knows anything about matches on the street, it's always that it's shirts versus skins.
You got a point. I'll concede that.
I just thought that Cena pretty much made jorts a laughing stock. So when Punk came out in jorts, I was like, oh, okay.
I'm quite sure the word jorts did that quite well.
Yeah.
But remember, CM Punk can make anything cool.
I guess so.
Yeah, if he can get an ice cream bar over, yeah.
He can get Cena's gimmick over, too.
Yeah, until the crowd decides they're as sick of him as they are of Cena.
No, the funny part was that he came out in Cena's old look and was more convincing with it than Cena.
You've got a point. But yeah, their first match, their match at WrestleMania, just did not come across, to me at least, as what it could have been. This match did. This would have been an excellent match for them to have at WrestleMania. I think the mini match was just a little bit a case of Jericho still having way too much ring rust.
There's also a lot more emotion behind this, because this is where they really ramped up the storyline. It's where they got personal with it, started putting on much more elaborate vignettes, other than, you know, I'm going to run out and beat you up now, and we're going to have a match at Mania.
Well, that just seems to be the theme for the night. We should have had this match at WrestleMania.
Exactly.
Yeah, definitely match of the year to this point that doesn't involve Undertaker.
Oh.
See, well, once again, we've said this earlier in the night when we were talking about Sheamus and Daniel Bryan. This is the type of thing we should have got at Mania. But, of course, at Mania, the matches got overshadowed.
We also had Kane and Randy Orton returning a return match from Mania.
Right.
I mean, what happened? Like, I thought Mania was supposed to be where feuds ended and we started fresh.
Well, I'm getting the idea. Mace kind of sort of alluded to it with what he brought up, all the other matches getting overshadowed because it was Undertaker versus Triple H with HBK as a special guest referee in the Hell in a Cell. Why would you absolutely go balls to the wall and give absolutely everything to everybody with every single match when that was the payoff match that's going to overshadow everything else that happens at the pay-per-view? And they all come off being forgotten because of that one, where you can do the rematches at the very next pay-per-view and give the crowd what they wanted for these matches to begin with.
At a cheaper pay-per-view price point.
Yeah, what was it, $10 less?
Something like that.
But still, you understand where I'm going with this, what I'm talking about, right?
I understand.
Yeah.
Because when people look at the card, they've gone, well, at least the boys would have looked at it and gone, okay, Triple H and Taker are going to absolutely floor everybody. So everybody else that's going on afterwards might as well not even show up. And then you've got The Rock versus Cena, which seems to be the only match on the card that everybody seemed to give a shit about at the time. So you lower your work rate, and you go, fine, can we extend this out one more month? And you put on your pay-per-view stealing matches then.
Yeah.
Which is what we got tonight out of those rematches.
Exactly. Anybody else have any comments on that? Agree, disagree, beg to differ?
Agree.
I'm going to tell Tim to shut up. I'm going to tell me to shut up.
No, I agree with you guys. They did it right. They gave... See, the thing is, they gave these matches time, and at WrestleMania, they didn't have the time to deliver those matches.
Yeah, because we had to have Brodus Clay's mamas, and we had to have that chick from that show.
No, because we gave Taker and Shawn and Hunter an hour.
There was still a whole lot of crap that could have been cut out of WrestleMania.
And all the, I
we
agree with
cut
Becky,
the world title for this.
Trending
right.
Worldwide.
What was it, Flo Rida and what's the skinny dude? I mean, there was so many things that I think that WrestleMania would have been so much better if they would have cut all that shit out and gave us some of the matches we had tonight.
Who was the skinny dude? That was either Machine Gun Kelly or one of Ryback's opponents.
Right.
Oh, God.
So, and instead, all the matches that we've praised tonight, pretty much being Orton Kane, Sheamus Bryan, and now... Jericho Punk.
Yeah.
Are the rematches from last month, and they stole a show.
Yeah.
Goes to show, give people time, they'll give you a fucking show.
So, absolutely great match. Anybody with any comments on it?
I think the only thing that could have made this better was CM Punk's mother jumping the rail and beating the living shit out of Chris Jericho.
Well, he did get a slap from his sister.
Close enough.
So
yeah, I've already accidentally made my comment about this match, so I'll
say it again.
Yeah, reiterate it, because I wasn't listening to you the first time.
Oh, thanks, Tim. they started to segue into something that I thought was rather dangerous, which was bringing in his family and all that. Fortunately, they didn't do it too much, but it added to the drama factor. Building storylines and people getting emotionally involved in the characters again is a very, very good thing, so it's good they didn't push it too far. Great match overall. It was really emotionally, it was one of the more violent matches. You just wanted CM Punk, at least I did, just beat the hell out of Jericho, and he did, and can't complain. Great match.
All right.
And you bring up a good point there with the bringing in the family and everything. The only reason why the family was there was because, well, they're in Chicago. So,
right.
Of course, being CM Punk's hometown, of course the family going to rock up. This is completely different than if they had brought them on as characters for promos or something, which would have got a lot of people bitching. This is minimal use of his actual family, which I thought works well for the match, and hopefully that's where they leave it at.
Yeah, I agree. And it worked the way it did. I was just afraid that it was going to be his mom and his dad, and have his grandpa there in a wheelchair, and, I mean, his sister was going to be there all strung out. I mean, I wasn't sure what to expect, but they didn't do what I expected, and thank God.
Omega, you want to say something?
I'm good. You guys seem to be doing pretty well without me.
Well, we just want to make sure, you know, you get your chance.
It's all pretty much said at this point. I mean, it was a great match. It's the caliber that I wish we gotten at WrestleMania, but, you know, of course, no one is allowed to be better than Roxanne and Triple H Shaker. But it is what these two deserved in the first place. It's the match that I wanted to see. I'll agree. I'm glad that the family was used minimally. And the only problem I had was, whenever someone gets a beer in the WWE, they're supposed to raise their hand up and one magically is thrown to them.
I think that only
the only
works
thing
if
I missed.
Name is Steve.
Yeah, no, that only works if you're bald.
No, your name is Steve. That's the only way it works.
Right. No, it works if your name's Sandman too.
I guess now we know why Taker shaved his head.
Free beer! mind you, I am left with one question after this match is done and everything. Did CM Punk get his shirt back?
Yeah, because he was saying that he wanted it back afterwards.
Yeah, he threw it off to, I think, the timekeeper or something, and he actually said, and you hear it on camera, I want that back.
What, was he afraid that was the only one he had left?
Probably.
From his Ring of Honor days?
Yeah.
Probably.
Well, yeah, I'm sure those shirts aren't cheap on eBay at this point.
Yeah, probably not. So, yeah, fantastic match, great all the way around. CM Punk coming up your winner. Is this feud over? Are we done with Jericho? Can he bugger off now, or is he with us until SummerSlam?
He'll be around for a few more months, then he'll fuck off.
Okay, so he's around for a few more months. Does he keep going after CM Punk?
Yes.
Yeah, at least once more.
They gotta go over the limit.
I don't know how they're gonna top this match, but they're welcome to try.
And we'll be tuned in to check it out for damn sure over the limit next month. That brings us up to the next match, the Divas title match. The Swerve match. Everybody thinking Karma's gonna show up. Karma actually helping to embellish the Swerve by posting on Twitter.
Damn you.
Hey, Brian! But hey, she never, ever said that it was going to be her showing up.
But we all wanted it to be her.
Yeah, we wanted it to be Karma.
When she made her last appearance on WWE TV, it was kind of built that her next big feud was going to be with the Bellas. And with the Bellas leaving on Tuesday, I was kind of, that was just kind of logically what I thought, but I forgot we're dealing with WWE. There's logic doesn't apply.
Half the time it doesn't, no.
And she may not be ready to come back. I mean, God, the woman's been through hell, so.
Yeah, she has been through, through a bunch.
At the same time, you know, you guys were joking around in our little production chat that, you know, this could be Lita's return. And I'm sitting there going, you know what? Karma, Lita, Trish, anybody would work really well as a return or a comeback or a one night only deal. That was the perfect time to do it. And what do we get? Fucking Layla.
And I can't believe I didn't think of that because she'd been in FCW for the last few weeks working off the ring rust. I don't know how I wasn't able to put two and two together on that.
Yeah, I mean, well,
even
fair,
the crickets weren't fucking chirping for her.
You know, to be fair, at least it was someone. You know, the only reason that nobody was cheering, the only reason it was a dead crowd, you know, except for, you know, when her music hit.
And even then, it wasn't even a big part.
Because that they don't. I went back and watched the audience side of, hey, which is even, as far as
beating you up.
That's pretty much what it is.
Well, if you look at the Divas, if you look at the Divas,
Okay, go ahead.
If you look at the
hold on, wow. Mace, it's your turn. It's Mace's turn. Go ahead.
Well, it's already got half the thought out. Go on, finish it off.
Okay. When you look at the Divas division as for what it is, what else were they going to do?
Now I just sort of go back to Omega's point for a moment. you watch the matches back between Lita and Trish, and you know the crowd's really into it. This, you can literally see the crowd getting up and leaving for the fucking toilet. You watch the background. People just get up and start walking up the aisle. They come back at the end. Like, we used to joke that the Divas is the piss break match. It now literally is the piss break match.
Well, we kind of admit to ourselves that these days the writing quality in the WWE is not nearly what it used to be. And as much as it's tailed off on the men, it has been completely abandoned for the women. Because you don't have feuds anymore. You don't have legitimate title contention anymore. You don't have them involved with, you know, the men anymore, unless it's to really get someone over as a heel. Hello, hello, AJ.
Yeah, but like I said in our chat, I'm sort of glad that particular storyline is over, because I swear to God, with AJ looking as young as she is, I was really worried about Daniel Bryan, the pedophile.
Oh God, that's bad.
But as Omega said, he still needs to shave the beard because he still looks like he just needs the windowless fan.
Yeah, how old is AJ anyway? She looks like she's 16 tops.
I think on her last birthday, I read something that she's 25 or 26.
No way.
That girl can't be more than...
She's getting old by WWE standards.
Yeah, that girl can't be more than 20.
Well, let's check.
Just saying.
Wikipedia.
Because that's always accurate.
Yeah, because Wikipedia never lies.
25,
that's
wow.
That's accurate to most things these days.
25. So
hard to believe. Just so hard it's impossible to believe. So, yeah, congratulations, Layla, winning the title belt. And everybody.
Here comes conundrum number two.
Okay.
Also, bullshit finish number whatever we're up to.
17.
Sure. Well, let's go with 17. It was Brie that got pinned, not the champion, Nikki. So I reckon that's going to come into play tomorrow night on Raw. We're going to have a protest by the Bellas, and then there'll be a rematch and where Layla will win it properly. Because Brie will be banned from ringside.
Yeah.
And
this,
her numbers are 12, 13, 82.
Yeah, because this is the Johnny Laurinaitis era where the heel always gets their way.
People power.
People who can beat me up power.
Which should be anything from a 5-year-old child upwards.
It should be a lozenge is what it should be.
I just want somebody to come at John Laurinaitis with a packet of soothers. Let's do something about that voice, shall we?
Right, let's do something about the voice. No, no, never.
Next thing, you know, they'll be taking the cactus out of his ass.
Well,
seriously,
you know,
look at him when he cuts a promo. His eyes are like bulging out of his head like somebody's just stuck a cactus up his ass.
That sounds painful.
That's how his face is.
Is this why he no-sells it when someone's trying to, like, put him in a go-to-sleep, for instance?
No, that's the, I gotta remember how to bump.
No, that is staring at the round. That was him with the look of, I gotta do my taxes this weekend.
Well, I think that we've talked all the rest of it that we can talk about. I think it's just about time for the main event.
The main event? We should talk about the main event?
Yeah, the main event of the match tonight.
Tonight's big story?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The WTR Big Story of the Week.
News team, assemble!
The fuck was that?
That was...
Wow, Rock, who did you decide to rip that off?
Yeah, that was the brand new WTR Big Story of the Week. Thing. Yeah, we got three big stories of the week to talk about. I guess because this is like, that's the breaking news thing. We should drop this on everybody. During the pay-per-view tonight, it has come to my attention through CNN and all the other cable news network channels that no assassins were killed by the U.S. government during this pay-per-view.
Okay.
Waiting. I'm waiting. There's only one person... There's only one person who knows what I'm talking about.
As usual, nobody knows what you're talking about, Tim.
Well, wasn't it one year ago that Osama bin Laden was caught and killed by American forces?
Yes, it was, Tim. Yes, it was.
Yes. Yeah. So,
for those of you who are going by version 2, bingo. Got my fucking useless fact.
Oh, was that a fucking useless fact?
And I think that was a bad joke, too.
Yeah. Well, the main event, Extreme Rules, Brock Lesnar versus John Cena, and I just can't wait for this one.
Oh, boy. Let's be fair. We'll stay on the positive track. Stay on the positive track. 90% of this match went the way it should have gone.
And the way we expected it and hoped that it would go.
We got blood.
We got blood. Right at the outset in the first 2 minutes.
And some fucking stoppages.
The stoppages, I think. Tim Steiner fell in the drain pipe.
Shut up and talk.
You're not Super Mario, Tim. Stop going down the pipes.
Shut up and talk, huh?
90 to 95% of this match went fine. Yeah, there was blood. They stopped the match, which, okay. It was like, I could kind of okay, because they weren't gluing him shut this time. So that was a nice little thing. But it kind of played to the whole idea here was that this is still Brock in MMA mode. So it kind of played to that a little bit, so it didn't really bug me.
Yeah, well, with the stoppage, I got more of a feeling that instead of it being in MMA mode and how they stop check for cuts and stuff like that, that the cut that Cena received courtesy of Brock Lesnar's elbow was a hard way cut, and that it was bigger and deeper than they normally would have expected it to have been. And that was the only reason, is they had to double-check to make sure, no real damage got done to him. Plus, they got to wipe some of that blood out of his eyes, because he was bleeding pretty profusely at one point.
Yeah, I thought, Brock Smash was a joke, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's the first thing he came out. He came out and beat the shit out of Cena.
Yeah, apparently.
The only reason why I complain about the stoppage is because this is the only fight where they should have turned around and gone, you know what? Fuck this. Let them fight. Hell, if we had Jim Ross on commentary, he would be the first one going, forget, get the idiots out of the bloody ring. Let them fight. Let this just go. That's what I was expecting from the get-go was, even Cena coming out, running down the rampway, slides in the ring. He should have just dove at Brock then. And then you start, instead of stopping around and doing the introductions and all this other bullshit. This had to be a drag-out fight from the get-go. And little stoppages ruin the flow. At least to me, but considering what we got, it's like the tiniest fucking speck on an otherwise flawless fucking match.
To be fair, that was kind of the pace of this entire match, because it was very small bursts of Cena trying to turn the match around, followed by Brock annihilating him again.
That's
exactly how the match should have gone from bell to bell.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Brock Smash.
Brock Smash the entire time.
Brock Smash good.
I will say, hanging him up by the legs with a chain, that was good. I was waiting for Cena to drop his hand so he's just completely helpless.
I was waiting for Brock to use him as a punching bag at that point.
Right.
instead of just two little punches and then trying to wreck his arm a bit, you've got him hanging there. Just go for some punches to the ribs and just wail on him for a few minutes.
Yeah, well, unlike using duct tape to keep your legs tightly together, that loosely wrapped chain could have posed a big, big, huge danger. They had to be very careful. Otherwise, they could have busted off at least one of Cena's ankles, if not both of them. So
it's probably more reliable than the duct tape spot that they did with Batista.
Oh, yeah. No, the fact that it was so loose was the danger. I mean, if the chain was wrapped snug tight, as tight as the duct tape was, then it would have been a lot, been a lot safer than duct tape to hang him upside down by. But because it was so loose, it wasn't even tight around his ankles. I'm not talking about the space between his ankles with the chain. I'm talking about the space around his ankles.
Yeah, it's more a matter of weight distribution.
Yeah, law of physics.
Guys hang themselves over the ropes in the corners using their ankles all the time.
Which is different because they're using their ankles.
Really.
They're using the chain as support, so the ring ropes.
Keep in mind, it's the chain and the ring ropes, that's just his ankles holding up his entire, you know, 250-pound body mass. Whereas if you're hanging up on the tree of woe, your leg, it's your entire leg that's taking out some of that weight too, along with, you know, the ankles are what's hooked, but your legs are still on the ropes and in the turnbuckles, taking up some of that weight too.
Yeah, being hung upside down on the corner post will put unconscionable, total unconscionable weight on, right on the ankle joints themselves. So that's probably the main reason, at least the way I see it, that they didn't really take advantage of the fact that he was hung almost completely upside down. Otherwise, that could have been a very entertaining spot.
Holding onto the top rope. Yeah. You could still do a punching bag spot off that.
Well, right. Yeah, they could have done that, but for some reason...
How far down is Cena going to go? He's going to rest his body weight on his shoulders.
But anyway... it's probably better, the thinking better safe than sorry is what I'm getting to. They could have added to it. You're right. I mean, sure, Cena's, holding onto the top rope with one arm, and Brock Lesnar sure, still could have speedbagged him.
Yeah, exactly.
On another subject of better safe than sorry, have we not learned by now that when Brock takes to the air, bad things happen?
Oh, yeah. God.
Fly, badass fly.
My God, he killed himself.
Yeah, that was just one spot, and he's never going to live that down. Ever.
I'm not even sure what he was going for in that spot. He just kind of jumped at the top rope and collided him.
He was going with a flying forearm to Cena's face and sort of jumped way too high off the ring steps. And as Cena's gone backwards to sell the shot... He's lowered the rope low enough that I'm quite sure if you slow that down, you'll see Brock Lesnar's facial expression go, oh shit, before he flies over the top and hits the ground.
It'd be now funny see, to find
Brock,
that.
If he got put this much in, of a jump, you yeah, wouldn't have broken your neck.
Yeah, super slow motion and zoom in on his face so you can actually see him saying, oh shit. In slow motion.
It'd be a Wile E. Coyote thing. He'd stop in midair and it'd be like, ah, shit, and then he falls.
Hold up a little tango, Brock.
I was just thinking that, yeah, just hold up the little sign, uh-oh. And then he drops a sequence like they have Wile E. Coyote do with his neck extending and his head dropping last. That I want to see, but not as a cartoon. So,
John Cena quoting Sun Tzu.
I don't know.
Did his head that badly?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. He might have.
Interesting as all. So yeah, like you were saying, Omega, 95% of this match delivered what we had hoped it would deliver. Basically a brutal beatdown on Cena, courtesy of Brock Lesnar. With Cena not actually able to make a Superman comeback. Until the very end.
Isn't that the way it always goes?
No, somewhere in my head I was thinking ba 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 ba. This was a Hogan comeback if I ever saw it.
Yeah, I could imagine Hogan sitting down in Florida going, good one, Cena brother.
Yeah, the only thing missing was the finger up in the guy's face and then the wagging the negative wagging of said finger.
He did the you can't see me, so.
Well, yeah, so that's the equivalent, I guess.
But why? Why did this happen?
I reckon with Brock's knee possibly giving out, I reckon this wasn't the way it was supposed to finish.
No, I think it was. I really think it was.
This whole time with Brock Lesnar coming back and bringing quote-unquote legitimacy to the WWE because of his time with UFC, it kind of sent a message that when he was in the WWE before, he was good, but now that he's been to UFC, he was better. And I don't see Vince McMahon putting over someone else's product on TV like that. This was Vince McMahon's way of not necessarily putting Cena over Brock, but putting himself over UFC. You're not going to bring in someone from another company, another direct competition to WWE, and have Vince put that guy over.
But at the same time, if you want to talk about behind-the-scenes stuff, you can almost goddamn betcha that it was a guarantee in any kind of backroom dealings between Dana White and Vince McMahon that WWE mentions UFC to the extent that has been mentioned.
Yeah, but he'd have to put it over.
For giving Brock the permission to go back to WWE and make $5 million working 40 days a year.
But if Brock is out of contract to UFC, he doesn't have to get Dana White's permission to go to WWE. If his contract is up, as long as the no compete thing is gone, he can go wherever he wants.
No, he's still under contract. Yep.
Well,
he's still under contract to the UFC.
But he's allowed to work for WWE.
And then I guess in that case, I would revert back to my earlier point that in that case, he's still not going to put another person's guy over his own company on his show.
Oh no, I'm not going to disagree with you on that one, Jackie. I know exactly what you're saying, and I can't agree with your line of thinking.
But you bring in a guy named Brock Lesnar, and you're calling him the face of your company, and then you job him out the first night. No one else is going to pay you to see Brock fight again.
That's the detriment to it.
For 3 dates.
My guess would be if he was fighting anyone else but John Cena, the match would have ended very differently.
Oh yeah.
But the match should have ended differently.
It should have ended differently than the way we've been talking about it. And John Cena's hurt now, and it's like, just put him out. Brock should look strong.
John Cena's fucking hurt. He just waved everything off at the end of the fucking match and then cut a promo about, I don't want to go on holiday, but I'm being told I have to.
Yeah.
So if that was he was gonna cut that promo, Brock.
Why did they do that then? Why not come out Monday night, have a cast on his arm, have his head bandaged up, and say, you know what? I got my ass kicked last night. Doctors won't let me in the ring. I got to go home and heal up.
Or even he could have done the same promo he did after the loss and have, you know, not a smile on his face when doing
this
it.
This is John Cena cracking the shits like a spoiled child.
I know. And that's the depressing
this
part.
This was literally Cena going, I don't want to leave. I don't want to go on a holiday. I don't want to do anything. I want to wrestle. I want to do this. I don't want to lose my spotlight. Where? So I'm going to turn around and cut this promo after the match. And basically saying, fuck you, Vince McMahon. Which I hope he gets fucking fined or he gets suspended for.
I'm going to steal this from Phil Schrum at Under the Ring. I find amusing that Cena mentions being sent home and not one fan even considers wellness policy.
Interesting.
My understanding is that when someone fails the wellness policy, they give them time to produce a script or something. So he may be within that time frame, possibly?
Then why have we delayed it for God knows how long?
Well, what if he just recently failed?
Well, this will tie into what we're talking about after the break.
Yeah, this will tie in very nicely to what's coming up.
Yeah, Ray knew about his failure about 2 months ago.
It was in February, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And I think last time Cena was even implicated in this was like nearly a year and a half ago. You're telling me it takes a year and a half for John Cena to run out of storylines?
How long has John Cena been going without any kind of a stop?
For at least the last...
When was the
Rumble?
Yeah, he won a Rumble where he came back from injury.
Is that 2009 or 2010?
So it could very well just be... that, or maybe it's the oversaturation that we've all been complaining about for the last few months, years.
Or somebody has finally said, hey, you know what, maybe we better take him off for a bit.
Or, I'm going to steal this from Will, everyone knows Will, oh God, is he the star of the Marine 3?
Ugh.
That would actually make sense, seeing as he was a star Marine.
Star Marine 1, yeah.
Could that be why they're taking him off TV?
As long as they take him off TV for more than 2 months.
Wasn't there some kind of an official announcement made that they've decided who is going to be in Marine 3? They've just not announced it publicly yet.
Uh-huh. But it's like, if they're going to take him off TV, do an injury angle. It's not that hard. But instead,
they basically went for the injury angle tonight.
And then
he says himself, I've got my left arm's busted, I'm tasting my own blood. That's the start of the injury angle. If he didn't sit there and go, I'm doing this, I've got this, but I really want to thank the fans of Chicago, and despite everything we do here, we put out the best for everything, and blah, 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 blah. You know, crybaby bullshit. If he had just taken the fucking loss and left, we wouldn't be talking about this right now.
Right, but he could have still done the promo. I get the promo, but he needed to lose, and they didn't do it.
So, Mace, your points with John Cena grabbing the mic is him going off storyline?
I think it's not so much going off storyline as he's just made public his thoughts on the storyline.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want to go. That much is obvious. He doesn't want to run the risk of losing his spotlight or probably the merchandise dollars that he's fucking getting.
Well, he did say that during this promo, he did mention that he's probably going to basically, to paraphrase, catch a crapload of trouble from Vince McMahon over this.
Do we want to hear the promo again?
Yeah, play it.
Got it. Go for it.
I'm probably going to get sent home for speaking when I'm not spoken to, but I think I'm headed home anyway. And if I know my boss, he's going to kick me out the door, but he's going to do it on air. So I hope this is for the world to see. Chicago, I know this is CM Punk's town, but above all else, this is a wrestling town. Tonight, you people were supposed to see the extreme. I got no left arm, I'm tasting my own blood. And I'm damn proud to say it was in Chicago, Illinois. All of us, good guys, bad guys, big guys, small guys, all of us give everything we have every night for you guys. And if I got to take a vacation, so be it. If I'm going away for a while, I just want to say thanks for one hell of a last ride. I feel great tonight, even with this Chicago crowd that may or may not like me. I listen to that, and I think if I'm going out, I wouldn't want to do it any other way. Thank you guys so much. Get home safe.
Take a look at key phrases there. If I've got to go on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, he doesn't want to. He's being told he's going on vacation. I'm probably going to be kicked off. I'm going to be kicked out the door by my boss. He's overstating that for whatever fucking reason, because Vince will not kick him out, especially on air.
It doesn't sound like he was talking about Vince. He's talking about Laurinaitis. Who, yeah, he would.
And what are the chances that he's just saying that to get an angle over for whatever he's going to do when he comes back?
It's just some of the way he was phrasing this makes it sound almost sounds like that he's either going to be suspended, fired, or he might even retire. Just the way he was speaking. I don't know whether it's angle or not, but he was there was a lot of stuff there that you would never actually hear from him on the mic. There's a very different undercurrent to what he was saying than what he would have said if it was just a straight promo.
Yeah, and that is something I've got to back you up on that, because it didn't feel to me like part of something he was supposed to do. It just felt like he went off script.
Yeah.
I could see that. I also have a feeling it was worded a certain way for that reason.
That was probably worded that way to get everybody talking, which is what it's doing.
Which is what it's doing, but it should have come after a loss. That's only my complaint.
Oh yeah. Well, that's part of another thing was he opened up with, you know, you were supposed to see the extreme, which makes me wonder if there was more to that match.
Hmm. Or that could have been a dig about what happened last night. Because apparently that was a train wreck.
Wait, what happened last night?
The Extreme Reunion. That was a train wreck.
Oh, that.
Oh, yeah.
That was a train wreck, from what I hear.
I missed that. Does somebody want to fill me in?
Sabu got sick. Justin Credible showed up either on meds or drunk or something. He was out of it, so he didn't show up. Sabu didn't show up.
And even then, when you get to the actual event, they're chanting, "Just retire, refund, end the show, fuck you, Shane, you can't book," and shit like that.
Well, that sounds like the last show I was a part of, and I was the one that got the refund chant started, and I was wrestling on the fucking thing. Seriously, that was part of okay. Just a quick story time. I haven't been in the ring for nearly 2 years. A friend of mine rings me up, not this past weekend, but the weekend before. He wants me to come down and be a manager for the night. Well, we get there, only 10 people rock up out of what was supposed to be about a 20-person roster. We had a crowd of about 25 people, so we changed the format of the show to a tournament. I was in one of the first round matchups going up against one of the veterans that I've worked before. Do a quick 3-minute squash, which is fine. So I decide, fuck it, you know what, if we got to kill some time, I'm going to go out there, I'm just going to roll the crowd up. I'm going to go and sit in the crowd. I'm going to go and, you know, have a go at people. I end up making fun of this pregnant woman who was a lot larger than the average. And got a good banter going in. They're saying, somebody turned around and said, "Well, if you're on this show, then I want a refund." I've gone, "Fuck yeah, so do I. We want a refund." And I've got the whole crowd, 25 people going, "We want refunds."
Bravo. Bravo.
Oh, I got over as a heel really well. It was absolutely fucking brilliant. Probably a lot more entertaining than the bullshit we went through tonight. But
you're a real dick, you know that?
Fuck yeah. And I get paid for it.
Got the first paid dick on the show. Okay.
Well, I have to wonder how the promoter received your egging on the crowd like that.
The promoter was standing behind me at the time. I turned around, looked at him, and smiled, and he was laughing his ass off. He thought it was hilarious. Because he said to me, "Go out and see if you could, like, draw the crowd," and I did.
That's one way to do it, yeah.
Yep. Oh. A job, I got paid, I went home. I give a shit.
Well, there it is, embellished somewhat with personal stories and a whole lot of other assorted crap. Extreme Rules pay-per-view, the latest offering from WWE. Everybody else in WTR, 7-8 Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Don't go anywhere, we're not done. We're going to come back and do more, because that's how we roll right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And up next, a free set of steak knives.
Are they getting you? I want you.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
About time this fucker called in.
Hey, I was on another phone call. Fuck you.
Oh, hey,
fuck you. And fuck you. And fuck you. Hold on, let's count them up. It's Rocks, one. Fuck you. Will, that's two. Fuck you. Tim, fuck you. Omega, fuck you. Lindsay, fuck you. Jackie, fuck you. And Subway, fuck you.
Really fucked. Can I now have a kittens and give one to Jackie, please?
I was just going to offer everybody a cigarette, but whatever.
At least Mace remembers me when he runs down a list.
Yeah, fuck off. Fuck you.
It's basically descended into like a circular roast.
Yeah, it's just another jerk-off podcast.
Like all of a sudden it popped up and here's the whole gang and I didn't have time to even pull up my pants while I was holding my dick.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yes, I have been sent by TJ Omega as he is... One told me that my name and multiple orgasms should not be mentioned in the same sentence again, even though I was going to offer to have one to try to get the ratings up.
Tired of the same old view of Monday Night Wrestling? Looking for something different? Well, we here at the Wild Talk Radio Network will bring you that alternative. As every Monday night, we bring you the WTR Raw Post Show. Join Sir Rockin' and Mace, along with the likes of The Spud Guy, Jackie Feist, and others, as they give their opinions on all the real mayhem that happens on Monday nights.
They said it was banned, but we said anytime, any place, anywhere.
It's people talking wrestling live on a Monday night. Just without the news. Monday nights, right after Monday Night Raw. Only on WildTalkRadio.com.
And that's cool.
When one advertises The Rock with Jackie and Lindsay, they would tend to rely on cheap jokes about the female mammary glands. I, being someone of class and breeding of kittens, am going to challenge myself to go through this whole commercial without making such lowbrow jokes. So here we go. The Rock is a show about two lovely cane kitten-wanting women named Jackie Feist and Lindsay Ward, both of whom have recently joined the Wild Talk Radio Network to give the female perspective about the world of professional wrestling. Wait a cotton pick a minute here. Another wrestling show? Don't we have anything else to talk about on this goddamn network? Can't someone around here come up with a fresh, new, and different idea? Seriously, it can't be that hard. You know, I'll come up with one right now. Two geeks get together to interview large bosom ladies at gaming conventions. An already large lady talks to people about her experience getting breast implants. A bosom race of bosom women talk about their taking their bosom ship to the planet Bosom. Watermelons, fun bags, busts, smell factory, knockers, jugs, nipples, jubblies, stonking great tits. Well, that challenge was a bust. But that doesn't mean The Rack is on a great show that happens Thursday nights, 11 PM Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Big ass boobies.
Hello out there, this is the very boring Jay Lethal, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio. What you gonna do when we come for you? Correle, correle, andale. What you gonna do when we come for you? Fuyaka, fuyaka, 619, hey, fuyaka, fuyaka. There's my pueblo, fuyaka, fuyaka, 619, hey, fuyaka, fuyaka. Rey Mysterio, ya llegó el Rey Mysterio. Mato cabrón de San Diego. Mash up on the scene like the Brown Crusader. Blowing up screens like Space Invaders.
And welcome back to the first at the Paper Stark, the Victor of the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thanks everybody once again for joining us for the Extreme Rules pay-per-view review, plus everything else that we wind up talking about on the show. Speaking of which, we got something else to talk about kind of quickly. But before we bring this up, I have one question for Mace. That last commercial break that The Rock played, where you were basically narrating something about stonking great tits, or stonking big tits?
Yes.
What in the blue hell is stonking?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, actually. I love how he follows it up with, well, that was a bust. I was like, oh, I get it. Okay.
Oh, yeah, well, that was like Captain Obvious, but the rest, what the fuck does it, what, stonking? Like, the first time I heard it, what the fuck is
that's
that?
More, it's more of an English slang that's sort of bigger than huge.
Okay.
It's just another size up, that's all.
Yeah, it must be.
Look, to be honest, 90% of that commercial I ripped off from somebody a lot more talented than myself. I just rewrote it so it would work.
So basically, you took a hunk of George Carlin's words you can't say and rewrote them.
Nope. Somebody that a lot of video game people will know, Yahtzee Croshaw and his zero punctuation videos. There's one that he does there where it was about one of the Tomb Raider games, and he tried to get through the entire review without mentioning Lara Croft's tits. And right at the end, he just fucking breaks down and just goes through this rant, and everything he could use to describe tits, he did.
Okay, so you know a good idea when you steal one.
Damn right.
Attaboy.
Okay. We all plagiarize something from somewhere, don't we, Omega?
Ooh.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Bullshit.
I'm just waiting to see if this goes
No, it's not going to.
Okay, damn.
In other sort of wrestling-related shit, did anybody have a look at that picture of Chris Jericho's back?
Ow.
Ouch. And that looks painful.
Yeah. Yeah. Kendo stick post shots. That. So I'll post that in the chat room.
Yeah, post that in the chat so everybody can take a look at it. That is the result of standing on the wrong side of the end of a kendo stick.
Ouch. See, now, I've done kendo stick shots to the back, and I've been the unfortunate bastard to take the photographs afterwards, and I'm just standing there going, that looks fucking hurty. You can almost feel the pain just looking at it.
Well, you know, just remember that picture next time you come across somebody who's not a fan of pro wrestling and who decides to call it fake. Like Hulk Hogan always says, wrestling ain't real, but it really hurts, brother.
Pretty much.
So, yeah. That being said, Rey Mysterio suspended 60 days. We brought this up before the jump. Apparently got tested, and the results came back in February, but he wasn't told until this past week that he was suspended for 60 days. Now, I read someplace on the interwebs, which we all know is a font for truthful information, that the reason for this was because he was dragging his feet about coming back from his injury. And they wanted him ready for Extreme Rules, and he was saying that he probably wouldn't be able to come back till sometime in June, where WWE turned around and says, you know what, make it July, you're suspended, we got your results back.
And when's spring cleaning?
Well, to be fair, I mean, what's the point of suspending him when he's out on medical leave?
Yeah, that was my thing.
Yeah, he's been out for this long, you know, and they're telling him, take an extra month.
To be
They have to pay him for the medical leave, but because this is, I believe, his second offense, which is suspension without pay.
Yep.
So that's just them trying to recoup losses.
Quite possibly. So do you see any legitimacy to this at all, or?
I couldn't care less. Rey Mysterio has been gone for so long, though I don't think even when he returns he's going to last for long.
Yeah, to
He'll
be fair.
Disappear in 3 months.
Yeah, and in the last 2 years, I'm pretty sure he spent more time laid up at home than he has in an actual ring.
Mm-hmm.
At the very least, maybe they waited on the suspension just to make sure he had to take an extra couple months off. Because he's starting to develop a worse reputation than The Undertaker for never being 100%.
Mm-hmm.
He's got more injuries than Ken Anderson.
Ooh.
Ken Anderson doesn't even get hurt that much anymore.
No, he's got more injuries than Ken Anderson has caused. Get it right.
My apologies.
There you go. So, yeah, there it is. That's kind of, interesting, I guess you could call it. But we've talked about that. We've got this little thing called Roundtable, guys.
No, we're not doing Roundtable.
Don't want to do a roundtable?
No.
We got roundtable that we're not doing this week because we're skipping straight to the great debate.
The bell has sounded for this week's great debate.
For the last few weeks, I come out here and I sit here and listen to you spend your little nursery rhymes about Jabroni Avenue or Goya Road Boulevard. You better get your ass serious because Stone Cold Steve Austin is going to take his ass to Philadelphia, check right in to the SmackDown Hotel, roll right in to Room 316, and burn that son of a bitch to the ground.
You know, the crowd just came from the bathroom. You should have smelled what The Rock was cooking. I ain't faking. You should have smelled what The Rock was baking.
Now, step into the ring with us for this week's great debate.
Boy, oh boy.
No. Before we start this.
Yeah,
Tim, shut the fuck up. No, shut the fuck up, old man. Shut the fuck up.
Don't do it.
Me first, not you. Me first. Me first. Me first.
Don't do it. Don't do it, man.
Me first. Me first.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
All right.
God.
Don't do it.
Fuck the lot of yous. You fucking bastards. How dare you?
Uh-oh.
I listened to the fucking podcast of last week's show. How fucking dare you? You knew that would piss me off, and oh boy, you did it.
I don't know.
You take great fucking feuds, especially ones involving Raven, and you knock them off the fucking tournament for bullshit WWE feuds. You bunch of pricks. Oh, I tell you what, you're all dead when I get over there next year, I tell you what.
I told you it would piss him off, you guys and gals. I told you. I warned you. I said, you know, you're going to piss Mace off. He's coming back and he's going to just tear stuff off you. I did. I tried to warn you. Nobody listened.
To lighten the mood?
This would be the roundtable. Anthony Dancy roundtable. With no intro. Dun, 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 dun. With no intro. Dun, 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 dun.
That was just for
you
the
you bastards!
Oh, Omega Smash coming up.
There you go, Lindsay.
That was for Lindsay and everybody else who listens regularly who loves that sound.
They wanted it. I gave the chat room what they wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were complaints at no roundtable tonight.
They were all crying about it.
They don't care about the roundtable. They care about that song.
What song?
We were trying to get that on the rack last week, but Rock wouldn't play it.
No. Rock, Omega was talking about a song. What song was he talking about?
One more time!
Oh.
This would be the roundtable. Anthony Dancy roundtable. With no intro. Dun, 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 dun. With no intro. Dun, 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 dun.
Has Omega hung up yet?
No, just wait till Cliff gets.
Off, all of you. Jump
wait
the fucking cliff into a fire. All
yeah,
of you.
Wait, just wait till Cliff gets Omega. Okay. That being said, here's this week's great debate. Finally. You're going to just really hate this one. We've got Terry Funk versus Mick Foley taking on Chris Jericho versus Dean Malenko. But we've also got Steve Austin versus Vince McMahon taking on Steve Austin versus The Rock. Yeah. Mace, we're going to go Terry Funk, Mick Foley taking on Chris Jericho, Dean Malenko, and we'll go to you first.
Funk and Foley. Span continents, countries, and left body parts all over.
Okay.
Jericho, while amusing in his promo structure and his matches with Dean Malenko, I think just the overall remembrance of that the feud between Funk and Foley leads it out to a win.
Okay, Omega.
Yeah, it's got to be Funk and Foley.
Ooh.
I think I've spoken in breath about that feud, crossing continents, crossing federations. It's a feud that will not die, and, featuring people who will not die.
Yeah, basically.
There you go. All right. Jackie.
Yeah, I agree. Funk and Foley. Chris Jericho and Dean Malenko, this was some great stuff, but I'm sorry. They both have both of their ears, and these two have crossed federations decades. I heard years. I would say decades, possibly. I have a ton of respect for both
you
of them.
You only say that because everybody believes Terry Funk is 450 years old.
Well, that too.
He's only 420 years old.
Exactly, and he's still younger than Tim.
Hey, piss off, bitch!
I think Funk has also retired more than all of them combined, so for that too, yeah, I gotta give it to Funk and Foley.
Funk is retired more than anyone, even Ric Flair.
I'm waiting for him to announce the retirement of his retirement matches.
I'm retired from retiring. Alrighty then. Funk Foley. It's just the scope of the of their feud, if for no other reason. So, Rock, it's unanimous. Do you want to add to it and just fuck everybody up?
1,004 holds. Chris Jericho and Dean Malenko.
Yeah. Your vote doesn't count this time, so it doesn't matter. It's unanimous!
Fuck you.
All right, here we go. Steve Austin taking on The Rock versus Steve Austin taking on Vince McMahon.
Can I pick first? Please.
No.
Please.
No. Go ahead, Rock.
I said no.
I pick Steve Austin.
See, oh that's God. Why I said no. He was going to do that. Jackie?
Austin McMahon. Epic. Loved it. Very
epic
simple.
And you loved it, so that's why it wins. Okay, yes. Omega.
Austin McMahon is what brought the common man into the wrestling business. The anti-authority crowd got what they liked, and the blue-collar crowd got someone beating up their boss, which made all them happy, too.
All right.
It's what made WWE mainstream.
There you go, Mace.
Austin McMahon, because it's more satisfying to punch out your boss than it is to punching out a stupid movie actor.
Wait, he wasn't the movie actor back then, or was he?
I don't care. McMahon's still the boss, and now The Rock is a movie actor.
He may have done the Scorpion King at that point.
No.
Okay.
He was not the movie actor yet during this feud.
It was just before the Scorpion King was when the feud happened. It was actually the feud that took him out so he could do the Scorpion King.
Yeah, this
no,
one.
The second Mummy movie, actually. Where he did the cameo.
Where he did the cameo in the really, really bad CGI. Look, that was just pathetic. All right, so this one is basically a no-brainer. It's Austin McMahon, if for no other reason. The feud between the boss and the worker basically was one of the main points for WWE finally, ultimately claiming victory over WCW. Right as that feud was starting to kick off, WWE was in danger of losing out. Not just to WCW, but losing completely and going under. And then Austin 316 says that I just whipped your ass. And then the feud genesis from that helped to save WWE and ultimately defeat WCW for no other reason. Austin versus McMahon.
So there you have it.
Thank you, Tim, for using Vince McMahon's revisionist history.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, as a promoter, we got to stick together. Except for when we try to screw each other out of talent, you know.
Promoter of what?
As we all know, I'm the promoter of Canadian All Pro Wrestling, and we've got a match coming up. We got a show coming up. Six matches. A whole show coming up May the 10th at the Border Crossing Arena, located 1814 36th Street, Southeast Calgary, Alberta, Canada. And just added to the card, we've got Bambi Hull taking on Synergy Storm.
You're welcome, Mace.
If I don't win at least one tonight, I'm going to be very disappointed.
I'm not clearing my card this time.
Yeah, no. I'm not printing out another one. I got to save money.
Yeah, no, you guys got to start from scratch, so fuck that.
Ah.
And now, you know, that's it. Let's do it.
Time now for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits. That's right. It's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them.
Wow.
Step up to the plate and get ready for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits.
We're going to start with Mace tonight, just because. Mace,
because Rock had to try and find some questions at the last minute for me.
Yes, I did.
So who am I booking as what TV show?
Yeah.
Oh, no, wait, sorry, my name's not Tim.
Tim got a listener-submitted question.
Oh.
Yeah, and I'll tell you right now.
I'll
tell you right now. I'm not going to accept any questions sent in by Kane Kitten, so fuck that. I know it was him.
Hey, why do I have to answer questions but Tim doesn't?
Tim's going to answer the question. Anyway.
Cast the crew of WTR is from Welcome Back, Cotter.
All right, we're going to get there. We're going to get there. Hey, so the best little person in wrestling history is...
Best little person in wrestling history, jeez.
Yes.
You know what? I will give it to any... No, to any midget that had to go up against King Kong Bundy, because going up something that big and sweaty takes courage.
I'm scared to look at...
Bullshit, this is... It's funny. It's Bugs once.
Becky, the funniest person in the world is...
Oh my goodness.
Choose carefully. You have a choice of me or Omega.
I spend a lot of time laughing at Tim. So I'm going to go with Tim.
That just makes you breathing.
The funniest person in the world? Oh my
bitch,
god.
You're fired.
For a second there, she was calling you the funniest person in the world.
My dad is the funniest person in the world. Fuck you guys, my dad.
Oh well, you'll get your payback.
That should be a disqualification. Everybody's dad's funny because they always have the bad dad jokes.
Yeah. My dad was never funny.
But you have the bad dad jokes, Tim.
And neither are you. I guess it just kind of...
It's genetic.
It's genetic.
My dad was an abusive prick. There's nothing to laugh about.
Anyway, Omega, we'll skip you and go to Tim.
Fucker.
Tim, if you were to merge with another life form, what life form would it be and why?
Jesus Christ!
What?
And it can't be someone from the Hart family.
If you were to merge with another life form, what life form would it be and why?
Is this the one from Kane Kittens?
No.
Where did you get this one?
The Big Bang Theory.
Oh, for fuck's sakes. Alright, you know what? Stop watching Big Bang Theory, especially when they're talking about Star Trek the motion fucking picture.
They weren't talking about Star Trek.
Tim, shut the fuck up and answer the question.
Shut up and talk.
Exactly.
I wonder if I heard that before. Yeah. Another life form?
Uh-huh.
Oh, fuck. I don't know. Does it have to be a legit life form, or could it be like a made-up one?
A legit life form.
Like, well, that goes that idea right out the fucking window. I don't fucking know.
Come on, Tim.
Surprised he didn't pick a Playboy model or something. Jesus.
I was going to say a horse.
What kind of merging are we talking about?
Whoa. Yeah, let's clarify, because you're saying merge, and I'm thinking like share like physical space and time.
No, share
and become like an amalgam.
Share the qualities of another life form.
Well, share the qualities of another life form.
Yes.
RoboCop.
Oh, Christ's sake.
He really wants to rescue Sting from a cage.
Yeah, he was saying he wants to be a bad WCW promo, just saying.
I've got no answer for this, so I'm just saying RoboCop.
Okay.
Then in that case, I'm adding a fifth prime directive. He has to try and be funny.
Does not compute.
Come along quietly or there will be trouble.
Did you when you cast yourself in the Big Bang Theory, did you cast yourself as Howard?
What?
When you cast it the WTR crew as, you know, the Big Bang Theory, did you actually cast yourself as Howard? You know,
Wolowitz?
Yes.
No.
The Joe.
No,
that was me.
Oh, it was you?
I remember it was me and Lindsay was was the no. The other one. The one
Amy
that's
Fowler.
That's the one.
Amy Farrah Fowler.
Right, okay. Anyway, back to Omega. This is for the first time. Who, besides Rob Van Dam, because we know all that, who is your favorite extreme superstar?
Favorite extreme superstar? I'm not answering what you want me to answer.
Aww.
I know you.
Bullshit. I could put money on you wouldn't have a clue who I was going to suggest.
I haven't had to think of ECW in a long time, so I'm trying to think.
He's extreme superstar. Roman Smiley.
He did do the extreme wiggle.
See? Ha!
I think. I'm making it up. Who knows?
Yeah, but if we're going to go that far, then technically Molly Holly counts.
Okay.
So does Elvis.
I didn't say ECW, I said extreme.
I know you said extreme, but as soon as you use that word, immediately your brain goes to ECW.
Mine didn't. I went to WCW all of a sudden for some reason.
You know what? It's going to be Sabu. It's going to be Sabu because when he's on his game and he's doing some really acrobatic wrestling, and when he's off his game, he's fucking hilarious.
And he has a very legendary feud with tables. Now, why wasn't that one in the Great Debate? Sabu versus the table.
Because that would have been an automatic win throughout the entire tournament.
Yeah.
Sure.
So we're back to Mace. Who is the worst announcer all time in wrestling?
Oh, fuck. Give me a hard one. It's a draw between... Michael Cole, Booker T, and Mark Madden from WCW.
You have to pick one.
Out of those three? I did on purpose. For the worst of the worst, I know I'm going to cop a bit of flack for this one, but I'm going Booker T.
I know.
It's weird that I'm not going straight for Michael Cole, but at least Michael Cole at times sounds competent.
True.
Sounds like an announcer. Whereas Booker T just sounds like an escaped mental patient. Sucky ducky quack quack just
Chucky
fucking
ducky,
sucks
quack,
up
quack,
everything.
So there you go. That brings us back to Jackie. Last week, Jackie, we played the game Fuck, Marry, Kill. We're going to play it again for you this week.
Oh, my God.
Your choice this... Yeah. Your choices this week are Cowboy Bob Orton. Pat Patterson. And Jerry Briscoe.
Oh, my God.
This is why it was so easy last week.
Pat Patterson, well, really?
Yeah, well, Pat Patterson's out of the fuck... debate.
Yo, well, Pat Patterson...
I'm waiting for you to make this into one that's really going to rack her brain and scare the living shit out of her, and I'll send the three people the rock.
Please do.
Well, I guess by default, I'm going to have to kill Pat Patterson because he doesn't quite swing my way.
Mm-hmm.
It was Briscoe, and who was the other one?
Cowboy Bob.
Wow, Rock.
He's got hepatitis.
Oh, it's not just hepatitis, it's hep C. That's the bad one.
As opposed to the good one.
Jesus Christ, well...
You were good ones, yeah.
Yeah, the one that lets you turn things into gold.
God damn it. You know, it's stupid either way, so I'll just say I'll marry Orton and fuck Briscoe. I mean, it's ridiculous either way.
Okay, that's a win. That's next week's.
That's assuming you're not all fucking dead next week. Oh my god.
Mace, send me the list.
No.
I want to.
No.
No, oh, I want to be surprised.
This stays between me and Rock.
Yes.
Ah, bullshit. Send it to me.
No.
No.
You quit saying no. You shut up. You don't have a vote.
I have a vote. I'm saying no.
No, you don't.
Well, fuck you all, man.
No, quit saying that, because, like, it's very boring.
Really?
It's, yeah, like, turn the station, man. Get something new.
All right, how about this one? Shut the fuck up, Tim.
No, that's boring, too.
So, Tim, I received an email.
I don't care.
Tim?
Was it from the general manager?
It, you know, okay. We have received an anonymous email.
We've received an anonymous email from Kate.
Fucking kid sent it in. How fucking anonymous is that?
Tell Tim the question he gets depends on whether or whether or not he will get us the WTR group an island. So Tim, will you get us an island?
No, you're all a bunch of pricks. Fuck off.
Say, okay, if not, have Tim cast the WTR family as Family Guy characters.
Oh.
Could if you said yes, you would. You wouldn't have to, you know, do the whole casting thing.
Yeah, well, then what the hell would the question have been?
Oh, it's a doozy.
Oh, fuck.
And you don't get to hear about it until next time.
Yeah.
Well, Rock's going to waste a question for this segment at this point.
I'm not playing with you guys anymore.
He's John Cena wanna cry.
Fuck, I'm getting sick and tired of cast the crew and this and that and the other fucking thing. Jesus Christ.
Motherfucker, how long did I have to put up with fucking TNA questions that I never wanted to answer?
Well, yeah, but at least they weren't the same fucking questions.
They
just
fucking
were.
Yeah.
They
weren't.
Mace got two, I remember a good span of like 4 months where the only questions Mace got were, what do you think of this TNA thing? And if you were a vegetation of some type.
Yeah, if you were X type of thing, what X thing would you be?
X the one.
It's followed by TNA question of this. I've put up with it. I've done my time. You
blah,
can
blah,
put up
blah,
with
blah.
It.
No.
Because you're meant to be the bigger fucking man.
Blah, 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 blah.
Fucking crybaby. Go on vacation again so we can have some fun.
No, shut up.
You want to answer the next one then, Tim?
I know that one scares me too now.
Because you can answer this one if you really want to.
God, what is it?
No, you have to pick either the Family Guy one or this extra question.
Come on, Monty Hall wants to know.
Let's make a deal, Tim.
No, I'm not making no fucking deals. I get to find out what the other question is, and then I'll choose.
No. Stand out what's behind curtain number one. We got to go to curtain number two.
So you have to pick. Do you want to give up curtain number one? You know what that is. Or you can have this behind curtain number two.
Or you can pick the box.
It could be a donkey.
Could be a donkey.
Give me the box. I'll take the box for fuck's sakes.
Okay, what's in the box? Okay. Behind the curtain was a donkey. So in the box, Tim, you must say one nice thing about everyone on the Wild Talk Radio Network, including Omega and me.
We're going to be heroes.
You might just want to cast us as Family Guy people.
No, he lost that option now.
We're going to be here. We're going to be here all night.
Yeah, that was my thing.
So come on, and I'm going to stop the music and go.
I don't know if I want to hear Tim say something nice about me.
I like how Rock obviously wants clean audio for this segment.
Yeah. You've got to remember the question.
That's because he wants to be able to clip the shit.
Plus, the question is all members, so you've got to include those that aren't here.
Mm-hmm.
So that includes Lindsay.
Okay, I get it. Fine. All right, Omega. Omega is Stewie.
No. No.
He's retreating.
I don't know what's more funny, the fact that he's retreating or he picked Omega to be Stewie.
To be fair, I do have plans for world domination.
I just get this evil genius vibe from Omega.
Tim?
Sure, okay.
Rock, just let him go. It'll get the segment over quicker.
Nope. Yeah, we just want to get this done with. I'm not going back to that other one.
He doesn't have anything good to say about us.
Jackie can be Lois. let me think here. Lindsay's going to kill me.
Oh, no.
No, I won't be that mean. I'm not gonna take Lindsay as Meg. Lindsay can be Brian's ditzy girlfriend.
I'm not sure if that's better or worse.
It's a toss-off, but at least she's, good-looking. It's a toss-up, but at least the ditzy blonde is good-looking, right? So, and we know she puts out.
Who, Lindsay?
the ditzy blonde, right?
Oh, I was going to say.
Well, she does take dictation, and I'm not talking the ditzy blonde.
And she's ripping you apart in the chat.
That just gives some really bad fanfic ideas with Lindsay being the blonde chick and Omega being Stewie.
Oh, Christ.
It makes us Brian.
Damn right, because I'll never publish that novel.
Yeah, and you're the pseudo-intellectual of the group.
It's also alcoholic.
And if I gotta bring people in that are not on WTR Sunday night, fine. I would put Spuggy as Quagmire.
That's easy.
That's a no brainer.
That's a given.
Yeah. Just trying to think who's Joe. Fuck, who's Joe?
We've not even cast Peter yet, have we?
Not yet. But Rock is Peter. There, Peter's been cast. Because we all know that Peter's retarded.
Fuck you.
You're the one who asked the question, fucker. Okay, who else needs to be cast?
Alan
has to be the white Cleveland. Lindsay's right. If for no other reason than just the way he talks.
Actually, no, I won't agree with that. If you're going to make anybody Cleveland, it has to be Kevin Scott.
I don't know Kevin Scott, so...
You know, Jamal, on Kayfabe Wrestling Radio, I beg you to listen to a product we do on this network. I beg you, Tim.
I do.
Apparently not.
Not your
I
own.
Do so. Oh, fuck, no. I never listen to Wrestle Talk Radio.
Apparently not.
But, by the way, Lindsay, why do you have a problem with me and you ending up together?
Because
she makes it sound so fucking disappointing. I'm goddamn awesome!
She doesn't.
I am very happy to talk to them together.
Violates her contract with me.
Yeah, you're just upset because you're not allowed to violate anything, Omega.
So...
Can we get the obvious out of the way? Please, please.
We have Omega now. Oh, is Tim not done?
The obvious?
Tim hasn't done himself.
All right.
Which should be obvious as hell. He needs to be Herbert.
No. You can fuck off. I'll be Mayor West.
Oh, my goodness. He cast himself as that.
God!
He cast himself as a fucking
Batman.
Yeah, he cast himself as the only character more retarded than Peter.
He's also Adam freaking West.
Who goes out with Meg?
Uh-oh.
So for every positive, there's a negative. And there's only so many times you can go, I'm Adam freaking West.
So that makes him the creepy old man.
Who the fuck would be?
I still reckon Tim's Herbert.
I don't give a fuck what you reckon, Australian.
Okay. Alright.
Not a fucking pedophile, bitch.
So, we're left with Omega, right?
No, he was Stewie.
And we are last, right? He is last.
Something just came up. I gotta go.
Did Jackie get a second question?
Yes, he did the fuck Mary Kill.
Oh, yeah.
No, then seriously, I gotta go, like, right now. My kitchen just blew up.
Uh-huh.
Well, if it blew up, there's nothing you can do about it. Stick around long enough.
If it blew up, it would have knocked out your internet connection.
What?
No, forget it. Uh-huh.
No.
Not after we went through all the bullshit that I had to go through.
No. And apparently... I have received an email.
From the anonymous Lindsay Ward.
No. No.
Not this time.
This is not from Lindsay Ward.
Not this time.
We had a doozy lined up, but last night, we got an email. So, Omega, you have said you are a Wonder Bra, a thong, and a rabbit vibrator. But you also missed Administrative Professionals Day on April 24th. So, what outfit would you dress up as for your secretary to make up for it, and it can't be Transformers, Kane, or The Undertaker?
Drew McIntyre. I got the hair for it.
Have
fuck
you noticed
you.
His gimmick lately?
It's just dress up. It doesn't mean anything.
You have to get the character.
Apparently, Lindsay wanted a French maid.
I'm gonna go digging through her closet.
That one was your region.
That one wasn't as fun.
No, but we did get an email. So if you have quick hit questions, you can send an email to media@wildtalkradio.com and we'll use your questions on the air. Just saying.
Just saying.
This is where Tim wraps up the show now.
This is where I was about to when you started talking, so shut up.
Tim,
listen.
No,
blah, 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 blah.
No, you missed your cue thing, though.
I'm not listening. Blah, 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 you fuck off.
He cut off Omega again, double bingo.
Double bingo.
I filled the cars.
That's another edition of WTR Sunday Night Rush Talk Radio right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. Next week, we do it all over again. That's the regular time. But before that, tomorrow night after Raw, join us for the Raw post show where a bunch of nuts get together and talk about what happened on Raw.
Lindsay's back. Lindsay's back on the Raw post show. Check it out. 11:30 Eastern. Tim didn't even know Lindsay was gone, probably.
Yeah, I didn't know she was. Well, I heard that she wasn't on last week when I was listening. So I said, I'm not listening anymore. So I stopped listening. She was gone.
She hasn't been on for like 3 weeks, Tim. Pay attention.
I know that. Tuesday night, Kayfabe Wrestling Radio with Alan Wojcik. What's going on?
Kevin Sullivan and Shark Boy.
Wednesday night.
Oh, yeah.
Wednesday night's just another goddamn wrestling show.
Yeah, at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, and they might have a guest.
Oh, no. Somebody's actually agreed to come on to that show?
Yes, so... Not 100% sure, but they may have a guest, so check it out.
Yeah, actually, another goddamn wrestling show. It's really entertaining, you guys. If you haven't checked it out, do so. And it's 8:30 Eastern right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thursday night, The Rack.
Will not be on the air this week, so...
Yeah, it's not on the air this week, they're taking a week off.
Yes, taking a week off this Thursday night, so just watch TNA Impact and then... Tune in Saturday night for CB Radio at midnight-ish as we cover the weird, the wacky, and the unusual.
And keep an eye out on the website for another edition of Bashing the Books. This week going to feature an Avengers review.
Oh no.
Bashing because edition. Unlike you people in the United States, I've already seen it.
Fuck you.
Hee.
Bashing the Books, never live, just taped. On the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yeah. So everybody, thanks for tuning in. See you next week. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
May smash!